This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Today, coming out of D.C., really because of the so-called American Taliban, John Walker Lynn, captured in Afghanistan. Remember, there was so much conversation about that. Served 17 years of a 20-year sentence. I can't believe how long that's been. Now he is out of a federal prison. He left Indiana. What does it all mean? Perfect place to start this show with me, Kate Delaney, as we go to my pal, Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News. Put this in perspective for us, Bob, because you know what happened on 9/11, and you've talked about what it was like, and we, of course, were all riveted by this story. So now he's out of prison. He's the first U.S.-born detainee in the war on terror to walk out of a federal prison. What does it all mean?
Well, yes, Kate, you know, and you said about it's hard to believe. When this story broke, it just was like, well, he hasn't been in there but a couple of years. He's been in there 17 and a half. And in federal time, he had 20 years. You have to serve 85% of the time, and that's what he's done. He actually converted to Sunni Islam. He was from California when he was 16 years old. He's 38 now. And then he went to a training camp called Al-Farouk, and that was associated with Al-Qaeda. And then, of course, it led to the death, actually, of the first American to die in Afghanistan, Johnny Spann, because when his camp was raided, he didn't provide the information he could have to help save Spann's life, and so Spann got killed. Then they did a deal with him, and that's when he got the 20 years. Now, I believe, Kate, that they didn't actually charge him with assisting in the murder of the soldier. I think that they had some other charges that they used, and for some reason did a plea deal. He ended up with 20. He's out now. He has a 3-year supervision. And I would tell you, Kate, I noticed in the article today when they said, well, they'll try to come up with what they're going to do after that to monitor him. Good luck. You know, they're going to sign somebody who's 38 day by day the rest of his life. They can't do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I thought that was crazy when they said that, too. You know, how are they going to know what's going to happen after this? All right, one thing we don't know that's going to happen, we don't know what the end of this is going to be, but talk about a war of words. I said if I could be a fly on the wall, you've got the president and Pelosi that are back in this trading insults kind of war, and it's crazy. In the middle of the news conference, President Trump called on a few people to say, did I throw a temper tantrum? Kellyanne Conway was one of them. Sarah Sanders was the other one. So what's going on with this? Is this just really personal now?
Well, yes. In fact, it's got into, I think, some type of childish drama in the sense that, look, you know, Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, is now having trouble. You and I talked when she first got the gavel, Kate, on your show about the fact she wouldn't be for impeachment. We guessed that one correctly. She now has had a tough time fighting this because in her conference and her leadership just in the last week, people are screaming more and more for impeachment. She was around for impeachment when I was, and she knows what I know, which is it's a monumental task for it to happen. It did with Clinton. And she doesn't want the agenda, you know, that she has, Medicare for all, et cetera, to be stopped for the next 7-8 months. But having said that, she had a private meeting with her conference trying to hold things together. She came out to make the statement, Kate, I believe, to appease the conference, to say the president's covering things up like he's Nixonian. And she said that right before she went to the White House. So when he heard that, and I don't think he had plans to cancel the meeting until he heard that. We've talked amongst ourselves in the press corps in D.C. But after he heard that, she came over with Chuck Schumer, and he spent 3 minutes. And I don't know if he beat his fist out from what people say he didn't. Although I'll say this, Senator Schumer put such drama. He said the curtains were closed. And he said it was jaw-dropping. Well, you know, He's been in meetings like I have. I've heard presidents cuss. He's seen people beat their fists down. It's not jaw-dropping. The president was upset, obviously. So I think the president, you know, was just saying, hey, I'm done. And then it now turns into the trauma of, was the president angry? You know what? If he was, he was. And that doesn't make the situation change.
Yeah. I know you're going back to India and you have such a love for the country. It's interesting. You sent me something earlier in the day. How about this? 67% of the eligible 900 million voters cast their ballots in India. That is, first of all, huge before we talk about the reelection, isn't it?
Oh, Kate, it's amazing. Two things that amaze me in India. Wonderful democracy, the largest on earth. They have signs that say the largest democracy on earth. They're so proud of it. And number two, a big, big push to vote, and this was historic. The other thing is when they announced in the movie theaters, you shall stand for the national anthem. Not stand, you shall. So, you know, Indians are quite proud of their independence since 1948 from Britain, and they surely exercised it with this time with 67% of 900 million registered voters voted. Modi broke history because he was reelected as prime minister. And, of course, he had a very tight relationship with President Obama and also President Trump.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. It's so interesting to watch all this, all that play out. And you wonder, you know, look at our country. Why aren't more people voting? I say this all the time. I mean, the percentages are so, so low. When do you go to India?
I will be leaving the 21st just for about 14 days, but the 21st of June, and looking forward to it. I'll be climbing the Himalayas, and which is I did before my heart attack, and I'm going to do it again 6 months later. So in a little bit.
I love it. Yeah, I love that you go there. We are going to pony up and go there sometime. I promise you, we're going to do it. We're going to make it happen. Bob Ney, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
So it's interesting, you heard Bob had to say what happens with presidents, and now this whole thing with Nancy Pelosi and what the president said, you know, that the speaker is crazy and dismisses the criticism and the political assessment. And, I mean, it is just a constant soap opera, I suppose, because this is what it's turned into, right? I mean, look, and this whole impeachment thing, ridiculous. It's not going anywhere. I mean, it's just not. I can't see anything happening that would kick that into high gear. So you got these personal attacks, the back and forth of all of this. And until, I guess, Thursday, really, Trump hadn't tried to give Nancy Pelosi a nickname. But now it's Crazy Nancy. So Crazy Nancy, and I think that's because of the character assassinations or talking about the mischaracterizations of some of what's happened, I guess, and transpired in the White House. And it's interesting because Sarah Sanders said, I've seen both versions of Trump's mood, and he's calm. He's talking about when he came out of the when that whole meeting broke up the other day with Schumer and Pelosi and the Prez. 2020 is going to be really interesting to watch from the point of view of, I think there's going to be more name calling than ever. Civility is just completely gone out the window. All right, we've just gotten started, so we are opening the window, so to speak. Odds and ends coming up on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Of what I like to call odds and ends, what you might have missed when people are talking about the same old during the day, which I get it, it makes sense, but what's the in-between? I like to think of this show as the in-between. And when I say in-between, again, things that make you say, wow, can't believe it, and have various other reactions to, but you might not have heard it. All right, so you do know this. It's Memorial Day weekend. What does that mean? Tons of people have off. Schools are out, and gas gets expensive. That's right. It symbolizes the start of the travel season in the summer, and that's where the spike goes. Memorial Day weekend kicks it all off. Gas in some places $4 a gallon. California seems like it's always $4 a gallon. The national average is about $3-something. And the least expensive states to fuel up. Ready for this? Where do you think the least expensive? Of course, not California. You're paying through the nose there. But the least expensive places where you can fill up are Mississippi. In Mississippi, 246 is the national average. Tennessee, 254. And this is the average. Alabama, 245. Missouri, 254. Oklahoma, 257. Texas, 256. South Carolina, 248. Virginia, 258. And the more you go west, the more you pay. Arizona, 315. Nevada, 348. Utah, $3.19, Idaho $3.20, Washington $3.55. Well, you get the gist of this, right? Further west, pay more money. Further southeast, pay less money. And what's interesting is if you look June through August, I was reading a projection from Gas Buddy, about $107 billion spent on gas. So more people traveling that way accounts for some of it, and higher prices, a little bit of higher prices accounts for some of it too, but you might not be the traveling kind. I think people fit into two categories, and the two categories are, oh, hell no, I'm not getting in a car, and fly me anywhere no matter what I have to go through, whether I'm frisked by the TSA or not, and then those that love the adventure and don't care what it takes and how long it takes. They're going to go by the road, in a car, in a truck, in an RV, however it'll get you in, whatever has wheels, because they like the idea of some type of control, seeing more sights, and being able to tool around once they get to where they're going. And there doesn't really seem to be much compromise. You're sort of like one or the other. But I think with the time people get allotted, you can't always do the drive-in thing because you can't have that enough time off, and which would mean you'd be traveling too much of the, I think you'd be traveling too much of the time. So there's that that you would throw into the middle of the mix, right? Definitely. This is really sad to me, and this is something we've been talking about a lot. With selfies, getting the right photograph, people plunging to their deaths. An Oregon college student taking pictures over a viewpoint wall on Sunday died because they fell 100 feet. Michelle Casey landed in a tree on a mountainside, preventing her from falling in the ocean. She was breathing when emergency responders loaded her into a helicopter almost 2 hours after she fell, but she died at Emmanuel Hospital in Portland from serious injuries. Her boyfriend said she slipped while taking photos of a retaining wall along Highway 101. Oh, boy, oh, boy. So what are you going to do if you're the family? You're going to say she loved the outdoors. She wanted to be along the beach. Is that one of her favorite places? I mean, that's, you know, that's it. She was a sophomore at Oregon State University in Corvallis, and had apparently this bubbly personality. She played volleyball and beach volleyball and all that sort of thing. But she just, you know, got that shot, fell over. And we were hearing this way too much. The Grand Canyon fatal falls. There have been so many others. There was one in Arkansas back in April, an Iowa college student falling to her death. She was repositioning herself for a photo. Boy, oh boy. You know what's cool about the young woman I told you about? It's not cool what happened at all. It's horrible. It's sad for the family. But check this out. She was an organ donor, and her family said doctors gave her organs to two people. So she lives on through them. She gives life to somebody else. And, I mean, that's your silver lining. If there's a silver lining, that's the silver lining. Not a lot of silver lining when we're talking about the market, but of course, that is the most expensive game in town, essentially, because you're at the craps table with the up and down of the Dow and the markets, etc. So because U.S. and China are in this collision course and this standoff, stocks once again fell. The stock market has been pretty volatile since we've had the war between Beijing and D.C., and it's all the dispute over trade. Now the negotiations, which supposedly there seemed to be something happening that was in a positive direction, went sideways, and they've broken off those negotiations. So this is a long standoff that's happening in front of us. China wants to retaliate for what's happened with the U.S. and how the U.S. has squeezed them. I mean, listen, we're talking 11 round of trade talks earlier this month. No agreement. More tariffs from the U.S. on Chinese goods. China happy to reciprocate. The tension is real. And it shows up in our markets. So the index is down, down, down. And the market had one of those rough tail ends of the week on a holiday week. Just to give you an example, Apple fell 1.7%. Then you had Broadcom as one of those companies that dropped by 3%. They're chip makers. Banks took a beating and heavy losses in the sell-offs. Bond yields fell sharply. So I can go on with numbers. ExxonMobil fell 2.3%. Chevron 2.2%. But you get the idea. And so much of that centers around China, China, China. Making the market more volatile because it moves with negative news more than anything else. Anything negative. It tips the balance in the opposite direction. And this is what you get. You look at, if you have a 401k, you look at your basket of stocks and you say, not today. Stealing a line from Game of Thrones. Not today. I'm not going to die a slow, painful death by looking at my stocks. Not going to do it. In the meantime, while you're pondering losses perhaps on the market, before you know it, you'll be looking out the window and you will see that the postman, who always rings twice, is not going to be ringing anything because we're going to get mail in driving, self-driving trucks. Yes. They're testing them right now, a 2-week pilot program. They're using an autonomous tractor trailer to deliver mail between distribution centers in Phoenix and Dallas. They're looking as to what they could incorporate, what would be accommodating, what would be safe. Oof, I just can't visualize how safe this would be when the hands-on approach is mostly gone here. Although autonomous trucks would lower the cost of shipping anything by eliminating drivers. And for the U.S. Postal Service, self-driving semis, if we went in the big direction, which is what we're talking about, could provide a huge benefit. In 2018, the USPS had more than 5,500 tractors and trailers in its fleet. Ooh, yikes. Hang with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's the breaking news. Conservatives, Republicans, and supporters of the president have been waiting months and months for President Trump issuing an executive order granting Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify documents related to spying on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. The president says he wants to make sure all Americans learn the truth as to what went on during the last election cycle. A wild time at the White House with high-level insults between Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. He bashes the Speaker of the House, calling her
crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
She says she's praying for him and hoping his family or his people would stage an intervention.
I pray for the President of the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Sweet! I love when we get mail and we get tons of it, so thanks to all of you. Confused as what to do? Go to katedelaneyradio.com, smack it on contact, and bada bing, in honor of James Gandolfini, just let it fly and you'll be in. Just like Keith, who said, Kate, wow, this Pelosi-Trump nonsense is so crazy. But I gotta say, Nancy Pelosi is not winning anything by whining about the president saying he's throwing a temper tantrum. Then the president backing it up with his own people saying they have no idea what they're talking about. So this whole blow up in the Rose Garden and how it's being described in addition to it is just more of the same old nonsense, the ring around the rosy that we get constantly in the Potomac arena. The way you're painting that picture on the rosy. That's a good one, though. It is. It's just round and round and round and round and round. Yeah. So Pelosi's saying, when the extremely stable genius starts acting more presidential, I'll be happy to work with him on infrastructure, trade, and other issues. And then Trump said, she doesn't understand it. She doesn't have a grasp of the proposed agreement with Mexico and Canada. She's not the same person. She's lost it. Let's face it. She doesn't understand. Doesn't understand. Wow. This isn't going to get any better. This is going to just keep on rolling. It is. All right, this one from Jason. Kate Delaney, I can remember John Walker Lynn. I was just graduating from college, and he was a Taliban fighter. Finally out of prison after 17 years. Lucky him, because he got 20. The Federal Bureau of Prisons confirmed that he's no longer in the custody of the prison he was in Indiana. So he was freed for good behavior. The president said, I don't like it at all, when he heard about the release a couple of weeks ago, because the concern is, has he given up his support for terrorism? But you know what? He got the good behavior. He did what he had to do. He served his time. And according to our legal system, this is how we roll. So I don't know how they keep an eye on him, because this is what we're hearing. Oh, they'll keep an eye on him. But you think, no, how are they going to do that? They're not going to pay for that round the clock. Let's just hope that this is the end. And there's not going to be anything that he does to, you know, remember, he moved to the Middle East, he studied Arabic, and then what happened, the attacks, the 9/11 attacks, and in 2001, he's involved in a Taliban uprising at a detention camp in Afghanistan, and of course, it killed hundreds of prisoners and CIA officer Mike Spann. So, he was captured, he served the 17 years, these are our laws, but it's shaky, right? He was released against the wishes of the CIA family. So how does he assimilate? That's just a good question. He was raised Catholic. He converted to Islam as a teenager and went overseas to study, like I said, Arabic and the Quran. And then he traveled to Pakistan. Then he went to Afghanistan. He was a volunteer in Al-Qaeda training camp. That's a big leap. Huge, huge leap. All right, here's another one. This one is from Thomas. And Thomas says, Kate, I think selfies should almost be illegal, although I don't believe we can police anybody. But while they can be entertaining and fun and funny to so many and engaging, it's death-defying for others. We read of yet another young girl trying to get the perfect picture in a cool place where she is. She falls 100 feet. She is pronounced dead. Losing her life because of a picture. Is it worth it? A picture might be worth 1,000 words, but is it worth thousands of lives? No, the answer to that is it's not worth that. And selfie mania is huge. It's topping out. Everything. Food. Scenery. Funny things. I mean, you know, name it. Just throw out a category and we're there. But boy, that's tough when you're in your early 20s with so much to live for and to have that happen. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And it's men and women. It's young people. It's even sometimes older people. And it's just one wrong move, one slip, and that's it. You know, you're down, and there's nothing anybody can do about that, no matter how much money you have. There's a great equalizer. If you're trying to take the perfect selfie and you're in a risky situation, think again, take a step back, and then snap that photo. But otherwise, going out on a limb, getting a little risky, and not having people there to be right on top of you when you're doing that, that's a whole, whole different story. And I feel for that Oregon college student that fell 100 feet. Wow. 100 feet. Oof. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. All right. In the meantime, motoring along, this is graduation time, and that's what I said. You see lots of caps and gowns, lots of cakes, all that kind of stuff you give graduates. And one of the really good stories that I've read recently is a story that somebody pointed out to me. And this one was from Richard, who said, Kate, you know, there's these great end-of-life stories where people embrace the fact that they're not going to be with us for very much longer, but they leave some sort of legacy behind. Did you hear the story about the woman who wanted to see her oldest daughter become a mother and wanted to see her youngest child graduate from high school? She did it. Yeah, her daughter gave birth to her first child. The second goal didn't seem like it was going to happen because Marilyn sits. Her organs started shutting down and her body was weakened. She was battling the flu before her son Noah's scheduled graduation from Lincoln High School. And this is out of Tallahassee, Florida. But she made it. She made it. So they did what they could to have a graduation ceremony right there with her. And how exciting is that? She got to witness that. Sad story, too. You know, just had ovarian cancer and fought it and fought it and fought it. And this is what happens at the end. So she got to see that. She got to see the honor cord, the fact that he graduated magna cum laude, had to be incredibly, proud. And she just couldn't fight anymore in her battle against cancer. But she certainly left, leaves the legacy behind. And one of them is that her son graduated and she got to witness what that was like. You know, and they did the ceremony actually right in front of her, which how cool is that? Just doesn't get much better than that. All right, here's one from Tim who says, Kate, you know, this college scam, I've been listening to you talk about the different angles you've had other people on, and I think more of the college scammers are going to come out of the woodwork because they're going to have to fess up to it or risk being pinched in a sting, because that's what's happening to so many of the others that weren't there in the beginning. It's just outrageous how widespread this whole thing has become. And for all of those people that were knocked down, I don't see how they wiggle out of this. There's going to be a lot of people doing some serious jail time. Yeah, they're, and maybe the lightest one is this Felicity Hoffman, but you read the stories of the other people that are had scores changed and had fake row team passes, etc. And it is over the top. Rick Singer, who's the CEO of this worldwide foundation, there was some legitimacy to it, but he made it not so legitimate. It was a big time mastermind scheme. 25 million in bribes from wealthy parents from 2011 to 2018. Wow. That's crazy to think of that number. I'm just soaking that in. That is crazy that nobody let that door really fling open. Whew. Wow. And you're right. There is going to be more people, because with the famous people, that draws out other people, and then the fears of what would they get, because maybe the deck is stacked against them. I mean, you think of the former Yale women's soccer coach, Rudy Meredith, and Mark Riddell, the former private school counselor in Florida and the test taker, and how that's bumped people up in their test scores. They have to protect the integrity of the profession, so it's crazy. Not crazy is we're stepping aside, and don't forget we have the man cave visit coming up.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's time to
invade the bad game.
Yeah, we're going to the man cave. Indeed, we have arrived. Kick open that door. Boom. We are in, and there is so much sad to talk about, but so much happy as well. So we're going to split the difference. I'm going to tell you about this one. A Florida high school football recruit, Joshua Ancrum, he was killed after a video game fight. So much good is actually done in the video gaming world, believe it or not. And I'm going to introduce you to my pal in the next couple of weeks that I had the fortune to meet at a charity event. And he's kind of like one of the godfathers of gaming. And boy, did he really show me what's happened now in gaming versus in the past. But sadly, this doesn't apply to any of this. And it has to be sad for the mother of this 3-star football recruit from Miami, Florida. So he was shot after an argument about a video game at a childhood friend's house. I mean, how does that happen? A 16-year-old was arrested in relation to the shooting and charged with aggravated manslaughter, is what they're saying. Now it's unclear what happens if he's tried as an adult, that kind of thing. But this guy was rising. I mean, Ankrum, he was a superstar. He had scholarship offers from South Florida, Florida International, Southern Miss, Bowling Green, and there was other impressive schools who were stepping up. So now it's too late. FIU football coach Butch Davis offered Ankrum a scholarship. He said in a statement that the team was saddened by the news of his death and would be praying for his family, friends, and teammates, because that's it. I mean, you're ripping the cover off this. We're ripping the cover off this is what happens, you know, that when something of this magnitude happens, you don't want to forget them. You want to honor them. But this is a kid who had nothing but upside going on for him, and it was just one of those freaky things, supposedly. And hard to believe. Indy 500, not hard to believe. Indy 500 is happening because this is the open the door moment for so many on this weekend. And as somebody who just thought it was left turns and then went and saw the cars and the drivers and realized, this isn't left-hand turns. This is way more than this. So the 103rd Indianapolis 500 gets underway this weekend, and it'll be a special one because you certainly have some dynamic young racers who are there. And this would be part of our conversation. Here's the starting lineup. What do you think it looks like, and what do you think is going to happen when we look at the pre-qualifying order, then the qualifying order? And it's always interesting to see where, you know, what row our favorite drivers land, whether it's row 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, you get it, right? So you've got Chevys, including Ed Carpenter, all there on the first row. Then you jump down to, row 5, and mention the fact that when you look at 5, who is on that loop? And the loop actually looks pretty good to me. Row 5 has Marcus Ericsson. He drives a Honda. He's somebody to keep an eye on if you're a racing fan. It really is. And, you know, when you get to this Indianapolis Motor Speedway, conversation turns to things like curses. So is it an Andretti curse at the Indy 500? Andretti himself is saying, it can't be true. It wouldn't be fair. So maybe this is the lifting of the curse. Let's put it that way. Maybe, she says. Maybe. The Twinkies, a.k.a. the Minnesota Twins, haven't had a lot to tweet about, but not a lot to cheer about. However, when they're hitting home runs and they're on crazy pace to keep shattering these records, that's a good thing. The Twins are 33-16, eight homers in Thursday's 16-7 blow-up of the Los Angeles Angels. And even Jonathan Schoop and third baseman Miguel Sano led the way, 2 apiece. So the Twins have set the record. I love Major League Baseball stats. The Twins have set the record for the most 400-foot home runs in a game in the era of this whole stat casting thing, and it's 7. Sweet. I like it. So while we're celebrating the home run records for the Twins and looking at who they have coming up and what that's going to look like is interesting. But in the meantime, we have a school that got kicked out of the conference for winning. What? Division III Athletic Conference booted one of its founding members because the school had become too dominant across multiple sports. So the University of St. Thomas, a private school in St. Paul, Minnesota, will have to find a new home for its sports teams starting in 2021. Involuntarily removed from the Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. Wow. This was, in a way, I think, a very, very big shock for them. But all the innuendos, all that stuff, that all ties into it, right? So they've got to look at other conferences. They have to decide what they're going to tweak or change. And we would be arguing about that in the man cave. What do you think should happen? I don't know. What do you think should happen? I'm not sure. What do you think? How about this gambler out of Vegas who is cleaning up on Jeopardy? I have not watched, but because I have a special visitor, family members visiting, and one of them watches the show, I decided, you know what, I can do it for half an hour. So James Holzhauer, back on Jeopardy and winning still, 34-year-old professional sports gambler. He's getting close to breaking Ken Jennings' record for most money won on the show. They say he's cut up, he's easy to work with, he seems very comfortable. And obviously he's professional because he wouldn't be in the situation that he's in. That's for sure. Classic. Classic, classic, classic. And interesting to see how it all ends up at the end, whether he's got the right stuff to make it hold up. And people are cheering for him. There's no question about it. Because, look, what is everyone's dream? To be able to sit there, play that game so well, have the conversation talking about you. And then he goes back to sports gambling. So how many people will sign up for his stuff? A ton. A ton of stuff. I mean, a ton of people will sign up for a ton of stuff. Just, they're going to expect everything under the kitchen sink, so to speak. Here's a big tip for you. If you are going to Ireland, England, wherever, overseas, just have all your documentation, all your stuff in one place so you can grab it up, put it in your purse, whatever, and not, or in your wallets, etc., and not worry about it after that. The worst, right? I mean, the worst. But I can't think of anything more resting than to be in Arizona, just on a lanai somewhere, staring out with the perfect 70-plus weather. Woohoo! Thanks to all of you, and the woman in the back, for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Make it count, everybody.
Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.